Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time studying on the program, feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. What does the Bible say about truth and error? To define error, it is a word that means to cause to wonder, lead astray, deceive. This truly is a definition that we find in James 5 in verse 20, when he said, "Let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin." See, error involves a way of life. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 13, "Enter in at the straight gate. But wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it." Two, we see that this way of error is one that refuses the guidance by what Jesus taught and the apostles revealed of what Jesus taught. In 1 John 4 and verse 6, John said, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So we see that error is the result of being removed from the gospel. It's like what Paul talked of in Galatians 1 when he said in verse 6, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel." And then he said in verse 8, "As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel than you have received, let him be accursed." So this is because of being unlearned or being maybe bewitched. To the Galatians in Galatians 3 and verse 1, he said, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Christ Jesus had been evidently sent forth and crucified among you?" And two, morals are included as well as doctrine when it comes to truth and error. In 2 Peter 2 and verse 18, says, "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them that live in error." What is the origin of error? You know, error is contrary to truth, and it all began with Satan. Back there in Genesis 3, in verse 1, the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, lest thou shalt touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die. But God knows, and when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil.'" Two, we see that Jesus makes the statement in John 8, verse 44, when he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." So where does it have its origin in people? Well, since error is a form of teaching that is opposed to truth, then it's conceived in the mind. In Mark chapter 9, it's in verse 4 that we read this. Notice Paul, when he was in error, in Acts 26 and verse 9, a man's life will follow that which is in his mind. And that's what Paul was doing. We see, too, in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Error is thought, and therefore results in the teaching and in the practice of error. Living in error is always the effect of wrong teaching. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter and verse 17, therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So, what is the origin of truth? The truth is that which is true, and it comes from God. In Psalms 119, verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every word of thy righteous judgments endure forever. God is truth. In Romans 3 and verse 4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but let every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. In 1 John 5 and verse 20, we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So the fact is, then, is that the Word of God is truth. John 17, 17, Jesus in the prayer to the Father says of his disciples, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. And this truth was given to us through Christ. In John 12 and verse 49, for I have not spoken of myself, Jesus says, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. So truth is given to us through Christ, and it was given to us through his apostles. In Matthew 28 and verse 19, he tells them, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So we see then that to accept the apostles' teaching is to accept the truth. In 1 John 4, verse 6, John said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and error. So believing, teaching, and practicing anything contrary to the teaching that's been given to us through the apostles is to be living in error. All right, let's make now that we understand what truth and error is, and what the origin of error and the origin of truth is, let's make sure that we make an application of this lesson. People who believe and teach that which is without Bible authority are teaching error. Teaching, for instance, of salvation by faith only is contrary to the Scriptures. How can I say that? I can say that because I can produce the Scripture that it is contrary to say that man or woman, mankind, is saved by faith only, and yet to turn to James chapter 2 and verse 24, which says, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? I mean, how plainer can it be gotten? How plainer can it be said? That obedience is not necessary is against God's word. That, too, is another very popular doctrine. that you don't have to be obedient. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, what did Jesus say? Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Is that not the same thing as being obedient when it says doing the will of my Father? Teaching that salvation in just any name, as so many people teach, is against what we read in the scriptures. We read in Acts 4 and in verse 12 these words, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And two, the fact that people teach that many churches in which you can be a member of and be saved, that too is not taught in the scriptures. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. It's in Ephesians 1 that we read in verse 23 that the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we find in Ephesians 4 and verse 1, there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called and one hope of your calling. So Christ built the church. The church and his body are one and the same, and there is but, as the scriptures teach, but just one body. What's the consequence of error? Well, it defeats God's purpose, which is to save man. Error does not save. Error cannot save. Only truth can save. So that's the consequence of error. It defeats God's purpose in trying to save mankind. That was Jesus' purpose, don't we remember? Luke 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Two, it causes those who God loves to be separated from him, the very opposite of what God wants. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. God wants to save us. But sin separates us. Error produces sin. And to be deceived, that is the very definition of what we said error was in the beginning of our study. To be led astray is to be destroyed. Peter said in 2 Peter 2 and verse 20, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. If mankind gains all that the flesh desires, and yet still loses his soul, friends, it isn't worth it. That's exactly what Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse 26. When he said, for what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So the truth about error is that error will destroy your prospect of heaven. So be sure that what you believe, what you teach, what you practice comes from God. And this can be done only by putting what you believe under the searchlight of God's Word. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.